Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm so excited that you are here and that the Lord Jesus Christ has led you to be here. I know he's even happier also. So I'm excited. Yesterday we talked all about the different effects of sin, right? The negative effects of sin. And I wanted to go further. You know, I didn't go as deep into it as I intended to. And so with that being said, the Lord has led me to do a part two to the effects of sin. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into it today, which I'm super excited for. But of course, before we do that, let's go ahead and let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day, God, and we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Lord Jesus, I just come before you, Lord God, very humbly, and I ask that you would take over this episode, Lord Jesus. I didn't do as well as I had hoped yesterday, and I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would decrease my flesh and increase in your spirit, Lord God, and just have your way with this podcast and with this episode, Lord Jesus, that those who are across the other side of the screen, Lord Jesus, would have a deep understanding of the effects of sin and the consequences, Lord God, and that we would just learn more about your grace and your goodness and just your character and who you are, Lord God, in the midst of this episode, Lord Jesus. I just pray that once again that you would have your way with this episode and with every episode moving forward. I just pray for the brother or sister who is listening on the other side of the screen, Lord God, that you would just be with them in whatever season that they are in, Lord God, of their lives. And anything, any trial that they may be facing, any season of suffering or adversity that they are finding themselves in, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would surround them with your spirit, Lord God. And we know that you are near and close to the brokenhearted. And so I just pray that you would comfort them, Lord God, and just surround them with your love, Lord God, and with just with your people and those who are able to uplift and encourage, Lord God, and just provide them with all of the things that we need, Lord God. Give them the provision, Lord God, and keep them under your wing. I just pray, Lord God, that you would bind and rebuke the enemy, Lord. I bind and I rebuke the enemy by the authority given to me in the name of Jesus, and any demonic spirit that is going to try to come up against this episode and come up against me and this word from going forward and from reaching those who you intend for it to reach, Lord Jesus. I just pray that you would repudiate all of these demonic spirits by the authority of Jesus Christ. But I just pray that you would just have your way once again with this word and with this episode. And we love you, Jesus, and we thank you for all that you do. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So we always have to pray before we get into these episodes, because I'm not even kidding. There's been times where I've been, you know, about to start an episode and all of a sudden, like, I'm feeling like a heavy presence, we'll just say that, a heavy presence that is with me trying to delay me or trying to stop me and distract me from the word that, or the recording that I'm trying to put out there, right? That the Lord is trying to put out there ultimately. So we definitely have to always go in prayer. And I try to cover every single one of these episodes in the protection of God through prayer. So I really do trust that the Lord will do what he intends to through these episodes. You know, he who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it. So that's 1 Thessalonians 5:24. That's my favorite verse, by the way, if you guys want to know a little something about me. but yeah, so with that being said, let's go ahead and let's talk more about the effects of sin, right? So we know that the Lord, he gives us instruction for our own protection, right? So when we go all the way back to the beginning of time, right? We're looking at the book of Genesis and we're seeing the life of Adam and Eve, right? With Adam and Eve, he knew that the consequences of their disobedience was going to lead them to death, right? So when he tells them, you know, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat of it, you will surely die. You shall surely die. However it was written, okay? He's telling them that, you know, in the day that you are choosing to eat this, I'm telling you right now that you will die. This is a consequence of your disobedience to me if you eat of this tree, right? But it's also the Lord giving them warning of the consequences and the things that they're going to face if they are to eat of these things, right? So there was a reason why the Lord gave this instruction to begin with, okay? The instruction was because he knew that if they were to eat of it, there was going to be harm, right? Which is the reason why that he was telling them, do not eat of it, right? Now, the tree being planted there is a whole nother discussion for a whole nother time, right? It falls in line with the Lord allowing us to exercise free will and allowing us to choose him, right? So that was the reason why the tree was there to begin with, right? And that's a whole nother thing. We can dive into that another time. But so the Lord had given them this instruction and it was ultimately for their protection, right? And then we see Satan, the little serpent, the snake, right? Who's, he's seeking somebody to devour, right? he's going around and he sees an opportunity, right, to try to turn them away from God, right? The enemy knows where his destination is, and he knows that he is eternally separated from God, right? And so he wants to bring as many people as he possibly can to also be eternally separated from God, right? So he came as an angel of light, right? Trying to act like, oh, like, you know, why would God want to keep you? He knows that the Lord doesn't want you to have what's fun. He knows that in the day that you eat of this, you're going to be like him, and you're going to be wiser, and you're going to all of these different things, right? And so the enemy had instilled all of these different thoughts to Adam and to Eve, right? And eventually to Adam, where they chose to disobey God because they were deceived, right? Well, it was Eve that was deceived anyway. But the day that they had chosen to step outside of the protection of God, there was a death, right? And so there wasn't a physical death. We know that the wages of sin is death. So when we sin, this is the reason why there is a death. And this is the reason why people do die and we do die, right? But the Lord was also talking about ultimately, it was a spiritual death, right? So it was a spiritual death where now the relationship that they had hearing from God, there was no longer, that relationship was dead. There no longer was a relationship with the Lord. The Lord turns his face from sin. He cannot be connected to it, right? So because we serve a holy God, right, who is righteous and good, and so he cannot be what is attached to anything that is dead, right? He just can't. It doesn't mix, right? The just as the spirit and the flesh are opposites, it's the same thing with God and with sin. They're opposites. They don't mix, okay? So the Lord could not turn his face towards us, right? Once we had chosen to go to be disobedient, and we chose sin, right? And or sin was born, right? Because we chose to disobey God. We rebelled against a holy God. Now there is sin, okay? And so now the Lord turns his face away from us, right? So the Lord, So because of sin, right, there is now a death, right? So we know that the wages of sin is death, meaning that there's a physical death, there's a spiritual death, right? Because there's now a separation from God, right? So sin also causes separation, okay? And so this is one of the effects that I want to get into. Is that sin causes separation, okay? So not only does sin cause death, right, where we physically die, and now we also spiritually are dead, and we don't hear from God anymore. So there's a separation from us and God, which is the reason why there is death, right? God is life. So if we're separated from the source of life, there's death, right? That's just what it is. So the same thing, though, our identity is found in God, in Christ alone. Our identity is found there, right? So if God created you to be a businessman or a businesswoman, right, whatever it was that your purpose is, that God has strategically and purposely designed just for you, you are never going to know what your purpose is in life because you're not connected to the source that has your purpose, that is holding your purpose, right? You're not going to know it. So if you think about it this way, whenever we have like an issue with our bank or whatever, right, and we call to get some help or assistance, right, if we are on a call, right, and then if there ends up being a disconnect, you're not going to get an answer, you're not going to get the solution, you're not going to find out, well, what's the next step, what do I need to do to move forward to fix my bank account, whatever it is, right? It's the same thing with God. God gives us instruction little by little that we would be able to walk fully in our purpose. So now that there's a separation there, there's a disconnect there, how are we supposed to ever hear of the things that God has for us? How are we supposed to hear? Sin caused a delay, a death there, a disconnect, where now we don't hear from God. Okay? So this also shows another side of the love of Jesus Christ, because he wants to give us all of the things that he has for us. He wants to so badly that he came and he died to make a way that we would have life more abundantly, okay? Because if not, we would have never known our identity. We would have never known the things that God has for us, the blessings, and we would have never made it to the promised land and all of the different things, once again, that the Lord wanted to give us. This is an effect of sin, okay? So it wasn't just them eating, Adam and Eve eating from the tree of knowledge and evil. It wasn't just they're eating fruit. Like, it was so much bigger than this, okay? And the thing is that the enemy knows, okay? The enemy knew. He knew that getting them to be disobedient, deceiving them and being disobedient, that this was going to eternally harm them, okay? So it's when you start to see it this way, it's actually crazy. It's actually crazy to see the enemy's intent behind it, because this is not something that was just an old strategy of the enemy. This is something that is currently happening, like right now. The enemy, he goes around and he tells people till this day, the Lord forgives you and the Lord loves you, and go ahead and do this. Go ahead and, go live that life in sin. You have that desire to go out and party and drink and smoke and do drugs, and you have a desire to live in sexual immorality. Like, it's okay. It's all love, and the Lord loves you. So it's okay. Like, you're fine. It's not going to separate you from God. No, he tells us that still till this day. He tells us that till this day. And there are a lot of people who are deceived in thinking that, well, God does love me and we're all God's creation. So, you know what? God is going to protect me even if I do this. And no, the whole point of God's word is to keep us from harm. So we have to be obedient to what he's calling us to do, that we would be protected. That's his protection. God is not going to protect you. Sin doesn't protect you. God does. So when you submit to God and you submit to God's will and God's plan and his word, and you're submitting and you're being obedient, this is where there is protection. When you step outside of that protection, that's where there's harm. That's where you're not protected. You're stepping outside of the protection of God. So the enemy knows this, and he eternally wants you to be separated from God. He eternally wants you to experience the consequences of sin and the harm and the destruction of sin in your life. Okay. He wants this for you. And so there's so many lies that are being spewed throughout this world. And the enemy is just, he's doing this. It's a constant battle. It's something that's happening right now. There are a lot of people who are deceived into thinking all of these different thoughts about God, and it's because the enemy has planted it there. So there's that lie that the enemy will tell us, right? Oh, God still loves you, all of these different things, right? But there's also the other lie that he kind of did with Adam and Eve, telling us that, oh, God wants to keep you from that good thing. God is the one that doesn't want you to have fun. He wants you to be dumb. He doesn't want you to be wiser, right? It's a lie. So it's the same lie that he will tell us these days, right? It's nothing. There's nothing new under the sun. So he's still telling us the same thing today, where he will tell people that, God doesn't want you to have fun. He doesn't want you to enjoy going to the club and all these things. Like, just go and do it and live your life. Like, it's fun. The Lord forgives you. So just go ahead and do it anyway. This is exactly how he operates. He's a snake. This is exactly how he moves. So there are so many effects of sin that goes beyond even our understanding. Even when the Lord does give us understanding, it is so much bigger than what we can even imagine. So when we choose to be disobedient and we are stepping outside of the protection of God, right? It is not a harm to God. It is a harm to us. We have to be connected to God to have life, right? We have to be connected to God to know our identity. We have to be connected to God to know, what is my work? What is my purpose in this world? What is my God-given purpose? Who am I called to be? If we don't have a connection with God, how are we going to ever discover those things? You understand? So this also shows us, and it paints a picture for us of the love of Christ, because God loved us so much that even when we were dead in our sin and in our trespasses, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to do what we couldn't do, which was be obedient to the point of death on the cross. Okay? that we would forever be reconciled back to him by just having a faith and believing in him, that we would receive the Holy Spirit and be saved and forever walk with him, that we would forever know our identity, that we would be reconciled back to God, know who we are, know what our purpose is, receive the blessings of God, live a more abundant life, because when we were separated from God, there was death. We were never going to be able to access any of the things that God has for us. In order for us to get the blessings and the promises and everything that God wanted to give us, Jesus had to come and do it for us. He had to come and do it for us. My heart is just, I get so emotional talking about these things. I'm holding it back. It's too early for me to be crying on these podcasts. But it is just to see what God has done for us, that we would forever be able to, you know, it's for us that Jesus came and he did it for us. He didn't do it for himself. You know, he gets glorified in it, right? But he came and he did it for us. It's just, it's beautiful to think about. It's beautiful to think about that now we are able to not only walk, not only be reconciled and have a relationship with the Lord, where we're now able to hear from him again, right? And sin no longer separates us from God. There's nothing that can separate us from God anymore, right? But he also made a way that we would have an abundant life, that we would receive the blessings that God has for us and all of the good things that he has for us. Sin and our disobedience separated us from all of the good things that God has for us, right? Wow. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank you, God. Just thank you, Lord. There is no greater love than what Jesus Christ did for us. And I also want to touch base on how, you know, Jesus had to die for us to have this life with God, okay? Because once again, when sin was born in this world, okay, once again, I will say the wages of sin is death. When sin was born, now sin, the flesh and the spirit, they're opposites, right? They contradict each other. They don't mix, okay? So they're going in completely opposite directions. It's the same thing with, like I said, God and with the flesh. They're God and sin, right? God and sin, they're opposites. They don't mix. So when Jesus, being God, coming down in the flesh, right? He's living a life of obedience for us, right? It didn't mix with the world. It didn't mix. So it's to the point where the battle is it's so strong. It's so powerful. The battle is so, I'm looking for a word and I can't find it, but it was at Christ's expense that we were able to come back into relationship that we were able to have everything, eternal life, a relationship with God, all of these different things. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing to see the love of Christ. And yeah, so the effects of sin are just they go beyond our understanding a lot of the times. And when you do start to have, once again, a certain level of understanding of these things, you actually start to have more of appreciation for Jesus and the work that he did, because we could never do it. Even now, when we are walking with God and when we're saved, right? We could have never done it. In the flesh, we can never do the things of God. Okay. We need the Spirit to have the things of the Spirit. We need God to have the things of God. So in the flesh, we were never going to be able to get those things, right? So we fully needed Jesus to come down and do it for us, that we would ever be able to have access to the things that God has for us. Okay. Because once again, there was a disconnect there. So I hope that this, you guys learned something from this, that there was something to take away from this. I think that this is definitely where I wanted to go, with this conversation a little bit more yesterday. So that was the reason for this being a part two. And I just pray that this blesses each and every one of you. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and close this episode here. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for leading those here who need to hear this word. And I'm just excited for the next time that the Lord releases me to speak to you guys. But I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. Bye. God bless.